This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel deployed additional troops to Gaza's border Thursday as the military conflict with Palestinian Islamists continues, while inside Israel, security forces scramble to contain deadly riots between Jews and Arabs. With the Gaza conflict showing no sign of easing, Israel has been rocked by an unprecedented wave of mob violence in which both Arabs and Jews have been attacked. Defense Minister Benny Gantz ordered what he calls a massive reinforcement to deal with the internal unrest. The U.S.'s top diplomat says he's engaging with Middle East partners with urgency to help de-escalate the rising hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday he supported a U.N. Security Council meeting next week on the crisis after diplomats said Washington blocked a Friday session. Blinken says he's hopeful some time will give diplomacy a chance to have some effect. United States health officials advised Thursday fully vaccinated people can avoid wearing masks in most places and do not need to wear them outdoors. Updated guidance the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hopes will allow life to begin to return to normal. The agency also says fully vaccinated people do not need to physically distance in most places. It is still recommending vaccinated people wear masks on planes and trains and at airports, transit hubs, mass transit, and in places like hospitals and doctor's offices. The federal recommendations do not override local law or business or workplace regulations. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Two men detained by British immigration officials in Glasgow were released Thursday after a seven-hour standoff between hundreds of protesters and Scottish police. Police say an immigration van with the men was surrounded by protesters, including one demonstrator who climbed under the vehicle to stop it from moving while others sat in the road. Police Scotland said the decision to finally release the men had been made to protect the safety, public health, and well-being of all involved. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon calls it an unacceptable action by Britain's Home Office to detain the Indian men, especially as it came during celebrations for the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr in an area hit by the pandemic. A protester says the demonstration was in response to the hostile environment created by the British government. Britain's immigration rules have long been criticized by lawyers and human rights groups. A Ukrainian court Thursday placed Viktor Medvedchuk, a Kremlin-friendly lawmaker suspected of treason, under house arrest, but he vowed to remain politically active. The 66-year-old business tycoon, who counts Russian President Vladimir Putin among his personal friends, is a very controversial figure in Ukraine because of his ties to Moscow. Medvedchuk is one of Ukraine's richest people and says Putin is the godfather of his youngest daughter. Prosecutors this week said he and another lawmaker were suspected of high treason and attempts to plunder national resources in the Ukrainian Crimea annexed by Moscow in 2014. Medvedchuk claims the charges against him are politically motivated. The U.S.'s top Homeland Security official said on Thursday immigration officials still face challenges at the U.S.-Mexico border, but extraordinary efforts have been made to move unaccompanied migrant children out of crowded border stations. Federal authorities have reduced the number of unaccompanied children from a peak of 5,700 in late March to under 500 this week, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told U.S. lawmakers. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has struggled with a sharp rise in migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. About 173,000 migrants were apprehended at the border in April, the highest monthly level in 20 years. And U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday Colonial Pipeline should be reaching full operational capacity right now, and he expects to see fuel normalcy this weekend. Colonial Pipeline began to slowly restart the nation's largest fuel pipeline network Wednesday after a ransomware attack shut the line, triggering fuel shortages and panic buying in the U.S. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey.